It is a new week. Let's talk about the energy this week, some thoughts I have, what I'm feeling this week, and just give ourselves a little bit of direction as we head in to the second full week of May as our beautiful cyclical CEO, million dollar mindset divas that we are. So, first up, I know that last week was a little bit of a rough week. So just a quick reminder is that May is going to be very fast acting because we are in the energy of spring. And so, you know, the first couple of months of the year, we're in that season of winter. We're kind of hibernating, we're ruminating, we're contemplating, we're releasing, we're kind of trying to decide where are we going next. And this year has been that very big year of where we're going next is a completely different trajectory, our path on where we've been. And a lot of us are noticing that in our lives. And this big giant shift, for some of us, it's going to be a huge pivot. For some of us, it's going to be a subtle pivot that's going to create big things. But a lot of this has been letting go and releasing so we can step into this new identity. And that's why we've been spending so much time and so much focus on the rewire your identity exercise. And what I love about that one is that it evolves as we evolve, right? So what you first wrote down on your list of desires when you first started this activity is probably going to look a little bit different than what you might write down this week. Also, what's coming up of what you know, the head talk or why you say you can't have what you want, that's probably shifting a little bit as well because you are evolving, you're shifting your frequency with the energy of 2026, okay? So with all that being said, I know that last week was a little rough. That full moon kicked everybody's little behind to the curb. And I know for myself, it was feeling just a little bit heavier in my body. My body was integrating. I read later on in the week, it was like, this is a really good week for body work. So I did like get myself in and scheduled a massage and just kind of let go of all the expectations that had been kind of like building up with, you know, my son's graduation and, you know, end of the year school stuff and my business and everything else in between. I took the day off on Friday. I went and, you know, I had my massage and I went and shopped for flowers and plants, which makes me super, super happy. It's like my joy space and just kind of recalibrated all weekend long. And I'm ready to go this week. I'm feeling a shift where it's like that heaviness from the full moon. We released a lot last week. So if you're kind of feeling like, I think one of the things we always need to breathe into is as we learn how to be these cyclical CEOs and these million dollar bodies and caring for our bodies is that, you know, as we evolve and change, we're going to start to notice different patterns and shifts, like when the moon is new or full or things like that, or when, you know, when you're bleeding, you feel different than when you're ovulating and the seasons, right? Cyclical living and cycle syncing doesn't mean we're doing it perfect every time. That's what I want you to just remember. And maybe you need to take a deep breath on that. And just really, it's about honoring where you're at, learning to see the patterns, learning to be what I call the private investigator into our body and into our business and breathing in and asking ourselves, what is it like? What is my body actually telling me today? And so as we head into the rest of May, I want you to remember that because like I said, this is going to be a fast paced month. We're in an energy period. I was talking with a friend that does tons of astrology and she's like, you know, like according to the charts, this is what we should be feeling, but it's like this new territory that we're all embarking on. So, you know, like not just energetically, but maybe in your life, I think, you know, for many of you that are listening to this, like your life is taking on a different trajectory. You're stepping into a completely new season and it's unknown. And we need to be gentle on ourselves because how we show up in the season is going to be completely different than maybe how we showed up in last year's season. So with all that being said, this week we are going to be in that third quarter moon. We're in that full third quarter moon energy, which is the time of the moon cycle that is between the full moon and the new moon. So we're slowly building to a new moon that is going to be happening later on in the weekend. And it is going to be the first super new moon of the year. Okay. So what does that mean? So we know that with a new moon, it's always going to be about these new intentions. You might be bleeding during a new moon. It is that like lowest point of visibility. You can't see the moon in the sky. Lowest point of visibility in our menstrual cycle. It is when we are bleeding, where we don't want to be visible, right? We want to hide. We want to hibernate. We want to like disconnect from everybody in our life. And so it's also that season of winter. And so it's kind of giving us this little reprieve over the weekend. When it says it's a super new moon, what that means is that it is the moon, like as it, you know, the rotation of the moon and the earth every month, as it goes through the phases and it goes through the cycle, when it is a super moon, whether is it a super new moon or a super full moon, that simply means is the moon is at its closest point to Earth for the entire rotation or the entire phase cycle, while it is also new. And so it intensifies. What the super moon does is it's intensifying this low visibility of the new moon. And why I'm telling you this now is because we are building into this week. And as an intuitive, as an empath, as a healer and light worker, you are going to be feeling it earlier than later. Okay. So what this new moon is going to be asking you to do as we build, again, this is fast paced. So we are learning how to operate this week in a body or in a vessel that has released so much with that last full moon. Okay. So we've integrated, we are stepping into this new, it's going to be another fast paced, like what are those micro actions that we can be taking every day to further us on our path, right? But at the same time, because we've got the new moon building, so we're going to have this high energy, but it's also like asking ourselves, what is it I really desire? So this is a really good week. Like as we start the week, I want you to get out your rewire your identity framework. And I want you to ask yourself, what do I actually desire? It might, like I said, it might be completely different than when you started doing this practice. What is it that I desire? And maybe it's, what do I desire right now? Like I know when I ask myself this question right now, I was like, I just want to be fully present for the rest of May with all of the family coming in and with my son graduating and with these moments, instead of disconnecting and going into hyper-focused overdrive or feeling guilty that I'm not working in my business as much this month, I'm going to show up and be like, hey, what are my priorities? How do I allow things to move through me? And that's what we're going to do this week is we're going to like be moving forward, but also asking ourselves, what is it that I really desire for the rest of May? What do I really desire for the rest of the season of spring that goes through till the summer solstice around the 21st of June? What is it I really desire for the next 6 months, right? So where am I dreaming into for the rest of the year and shifting and seeing like, what does it look like? Go back and look like, hey, what was my desires at the beginning and where are my desires now? What has shifted? What has changed as I'm stepping into this new frequency, this new vibration? And one of the things that I've been really contemplating a lot of is what are we, like these stories that we tell ourselves, these identities that we have held onto so long with women. And one of the things that I hear over and over and over again, and I'm not saying I hear this from you, but the collective in general, meaning all the women in this planet, is that we have this identity of, I am so busy. I'm so busy. I don't have time for caring for my body or slowing down to go for a walk in the middle of the day or doing a beautiful little morning practice or even sitting with your rewire, your identity. We wear it like a badge of honor that we are so, so, so busy. And busy is, we can choose that that's our identity, right? Any moment of any day and any time we begin the day, we get to choose the identity that we're stepping into. And so we can choose this identity of, I'm so busy, or nothing's going my way, or I don't have enough clients, or I can't raise my prices because of this, or we can choose that identity, or we can choose the new identity. And so as I'm stepping into this week, in this season where I have moms all around me going, I'm so busy, I'm so busy, I'm so busy, I'm so busy to do that. It's not that we're too busy. It's like, maybe I just haven't figured out how to shift it as a priority. Maybe I've just allowed this story of, I'm so busy, to be my identity. Maybe it's time to release that identity. So as we step into this new week, I want us to choose our identity with intention. And I want you to ask yourself, what are these stories that I'm holding on to that I need to release? That I'm so busy is just an example. We all have something and we all get to choose. Like, I'm choosing to be present this week. I'm choosing to not, like, yes, I have a full life. I have a beautiful life. I have a life with a lot of moving pieces. I have a life that it is safe for me to have a lot going on. But it doesn't mean I have to step into and own a story or identity of I am so busy, right? I get to choose that I have a lot of moving pieces going on. How can we make this happen? What are my priorities this week? What do I need to let go of? What do I need to release so I can truly step into who I want to be this week and what I want my experiences to be? So that's what I have for you this week. Have fun with it. Make sure you're asking yourself these questions that I just prompted you. Where are you at in your cycle? How is your body feeling? What do you want? How do you want to move through this week in your new identity? What do you want your experiences to be? What is your body asking you to give it? Are you spending some time outside in nature with all the plants and everything blooming? Are you slowing down to just connect into your body, to put a simple drop of essential oils in your hand and smell it? Are you giving yourself credit where credit is due? Are you being your own hype girl? Are you saying yes to what you need to say yes to, and are you saying no to what is really ready to be said no to? Like, this is the beauty of creating what I call true wealth, true freedom, and stepping into our million-dollar lives. And your million-dollar life is only the million-dollar life that you decide on what it is. So everyone have a great week. I will see you on our call on Thursday. And make sure to hit me up in the group setting so we can, if you have comments, ideas, all those things.